SRN News, I'm John Scott. At a Kansas City Chiefs victory parade today, shots have been fired in the Union Station area in Kansas City. Earlier, there had been a huge crowd on hand. Now, law enforcement telling people to leave the area. Two people have been taken into custody. Reports say 8 to 10 people have been injured. The chairman of the U.S. House of Representatives Intelligence Committee issued an unusual cryptic statement saying that the committee had made available to all members of Congress information about an unspecified serious national security threat that sources say was related to Russia. At a news conference, White House Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says he cannot give any details about the threat Congressman Mike Turner disclosed.
I'm not in a position to say anything further today. Like I said, I look forward to the discussion with him, and obviously from there we will determine how to proceed. But standing here at the podium today, I can't share anything further.
Sullivan will meet with top congressional intelligence leaders on Thursday. Also at SRNnews.com, the leading Republican candidate in the 2024 presidential campaign has a court date.
Donald Trump expected in court Thursday for an important hearing in his New York hush money criminal case involving an alleged scheme to prevent potentially damaging stories about his personal life, including Stormy Daniels, from becoming public during his 2016 presidential campaign. Trump denying the charges, the judge set to rule on key pretrial issues and say for certain if the trial will begin as scheduled March 25th. If that happens, the New York case becomes the first of Trump's four criminal indictments to go to trial. Julie Walker, New York.
Stocks are higher after yesterday's sharp losses. The Dow is ahead 112 points, the NASDAQ adding 178. This is SRN News. An Austrian court rules that a baby girl should never have been born.
A doctor in that country will have to pay tens of thousands of dollars in damages because he failed to warn a woman that her unborn baby was carrying a disability. The child was born, and the woman says she would have aborted her if she'd known about her disability beforehand. The Austrian Supreme Court has ruled the doctor is, quote, liable for the full maintenance costs of the child if the birth could have been prevented. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism on the rise in this country, and most Americans are well aware of it. According to a new study released by the American Jewish Committee, three-fourths of the general public now believe anti-Semitism is a problem in the U.S. That percentage is even higher amongst those non-Jews who know someone who is Jewish. About 90% of Americans say everyone is responsible for fighting this problem. In fact, anti-Semitism is on the rise all around the globe. This is SRN News. An Israeli-Lebanon skirmish breaks out in northern Israel. The latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
Tension along Israel's northern border with Lebanon heated up on Wednesday when Iran-backed Hezbollah terrorists fired multiple rocket barrages into northern Israel. Targets included the ancient city of Sfat, Israeli army and air force bases nearby. One woman was killed and eight others wounded by the lethal firings. Ironically, the new attacks came as word of a new truce between Israel and Lebanon-based terrorist groups was circulating. Meanwhile, the solid political unity displayed by Israel appears to be dissipating. Israel's war cabinet has been accused by right-wing politicians of surrendering to Hezbollah after the latest attacks produced responses residents felt were insignificant. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNnews.com.